The life of human beings is suspended between the poles of heaven and earth. Let us retain within us the width of heaven, but let us not forget the earth that bears us. Earth and heaven are the symbols of the finite and the infinite, in which we share equally. It is not our task to choose between these two poles of our existence or to give up one for the sake of the other, but to recognize their mutual interdependence and to integrate them into our very being. And this week's opening quote comes from Lama Govinda. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. Well, it's nice to be back, folks. I've had a few weeks off the show while I've been traveling. I've been in Peru and I've been in Mexico speaking at the Anacapulco conference, and that was quite a good event. It was really nice to catch up with the people who managed to make it down there. I know it is hard for a lot of people to get to Mexico, but it was a good event anyway, and I'm hoping to be able to bring you a video of that event soon. It was recorded on video, so I know it does exist somewhere, and I'm trying to get a hold of it so I can publish it for you so you can check it out. It was quite a good event, folks. I caught up with quite a number of people there, and there's actually a few interviews up on YouTube that you'll find. If you go to thecrowhouse.com and look in the radio archives, you'll find a few interviews that happened while I was there. I didn't actually upload them to my channel, but they are there on YouTube, and you will find them via the Crow House Radio Archives. But I am currently here in Hawaii, staying on the big island of Hawaii, on the slopes of Kilauea, which is quite unusual, folks. It's quite strange, staying on the slopes of an active volcano and driving through lava flows to get here. It was kind of interesting to see that. It's kind of fascinating that people would choose to live on the slopes of an active volcano in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and deem it as somewhere safe to be, but that's what you get here, and it's an interesting place to be. I'm actually quite near the southern tip of the southern island, the big island of Hawaii, so I'm kind of almost at the southernmost point of the United States. I'm here for the next 4 or 5 weeks. I've got some meetups with people and some combo workshops to do with people, and it's going to be good to be here as well. And then, of course, after that, I go to the Free Your Mind conference in Philadelphia on April 7th, and I'm looking forward to catching up with everybody there as well. Then, of course, I have another couple of gigs in the United States. I have one over in LA on the 22nd or the 23rd, and there will be a banner up for that on the Crow House very soon. I have another one in Ohio on May 5th, and then I go to England for AV8 with Ian Crane. I'm very much looking forward to that one as well. The Alternative View events are very good events, folks, so if you are in England, please do attempt to show up for that one. And as I've mentioned earlier on previous occasions, this is going to be my last tour for at least a couple of years, so if you've wanted to come and say hello, now is the time to do it. I really am getting a little bit tired of the travel, folks, so I don't know how much longer I'm going to continue traveling. I mean, who knows? This may even be the last tour that I do. I mean, I don't imagine you'll keep me off the road for too long, but the way I'm feeling at the moment, I mean, I really would enjoy staying home for a few years, so we'll just see how we go. But if you have ever had any inkling to come and say hi and come and meet me at any of these talks, I would suggest this is the best year to do so. And it certainly is an interesting year, folks. It's interesting to see how things are unfolding. The whole Trump presidency is most certainly turning into the debacle and farce that we all thought it was going to be. Hopefully this is going to be what provides the people of America with the realization that they actually have to stand up for themselves and stop believing that someone is going to come along and lead them to safety, because if people aren't prepared to adjust the way they deal with the world themselves, then really it's not going to matter. Trump isn't going to lead them to anything that even remotely resembles safety if they are not prepared to inject a little self-responsibility into the equation. I mean, for all Trump's talk of draining the swamp, he seems to be populating the cabinet with swamp dwellers all around him. He seems to be continuing the disastrous foreign policies of the previous administrations, and I'm really not seeing anything that's even looking remotely like a positive change on the horizon from the Trump presidency. It just seems like a new business plan ultimately leading towards the same agenda. And that's unfortunate, but that's what it just seems to be, folks. It just seems to be plodding along in the same direction, still posturing against Iran, still posturing against Russia, not calling Syria out for what it is, escalating the war on terror, escalating military spending. We're not seeing any of the major pedophile rings been taken down. Sure, there's been a lot of pedophiles arrested, but these are all low-level players. Theatre for the masses. We're not seeing DynCorp closed down. We're not seeing the Clinton Foundation investigated. We're not seeing any of the real players being pulled out of the play. And that is a problem. It's a concern, folks. There was even someone recently, Cynthia McKinney, said that if Trump was to pull down all the pedophiles in Washington, it would bring down both parties. And I say, screw the parties, save the children, bring down the pedophiles. But we're just not seeing that, folks. I mean, I really don't care if both parties are brought down. I think all parties should be brought down. As I've often said, I think government would function a lot better were there not politicians involved in government. We need people with good managerial skills, not politicians. For some reason, people seem to equate the concept of politician with government. They feel that it could only possibly be run by politicians, but really, politicians are what is wrong with government. Politicians should not be allowed to enter government. As I said, government should be run by people with good managerial skills and perhaps some compassion. That would also help as well, I think. People who have a good heart space, who actually want to help people and do the right thing, not people who are politically motivated in their actions. But perhaps there's a bigger picture that people should be looking at in all of this anyway, folks. Perhaps it's not all about politics the way people think it is these days. I mean, looking at the global situation, this is virtually all we're hearing is arguments over the left-right paradigm, arguments over the good or the bad of the Trump administration, over the good or the bad of this or that. And people aren't really looking behind the scenes and seeing what's going on. I mean, really, since Trump was elected, folks, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Chemtrails are still being sprayed in the sky. GM food is still being rolled out to the people. The fake war of terror is continuing. The bombing campaigns are continuing overseas. And what else is happening behind the scenes? The entire AI grid is continuing to be rolled out. Have you noticed the change in people since the voice assistants became popular? We've got Cortana in Windows 10. We've got Siri in the Mac operating system. And we've got other ones, Google, voice assistants, and all sorts of stuff. And you notice the way this is changing people. Children are becoming quite arrogant. They're using voice assistants to quell arguments. They're getting all their advice from voice assistants, beginning to think that the computer knows all and tells all and is the ultimate guru. It's kind of like Multivac from the old Isaac Asimov stories. When really what the information the computer is giving to people is the information that the system wants the people to have. Try asking the computer something about the situation in Israel and Palestine and see what sort of a response you get from it. But it's creating a very dangerous situation, folks. This whole AI control grid is becoming more and more popular and becoming more and more acceptable. Children love their new robotic voice assistants, and these voice assistants may not necessarily be giving the children the correct information or the information that they should be having. And really, it may well be doing a lot to curtail children's ability to actually think for themselves and reason for themselves. They're just simply turning to the computer and asking for the answer rather than using their own powers of deduction or logic, perhaps because these powers are being driven out of people via the modern education system. But none of this is changing, folks. All of this is going on behind the scenes while everyone's arguing over the left-right paradigm or trying to force their belief system down somebody else's throat. Nobody is really looking behind the scenes at what is going on and what is being rolled out, or they are so busy caught up in their arguments. I mean, the smart grid is still being rolled out, folks. They're still putting smart meters on people's houses. Trump's new attorney general revealed himself as being a deranged moron the other day by saying that they need to declare war on marijuana because it causes violence in people. I mean, you're hearing this, folks. This man says that smoking weed leads to violence. This is Trump's attorney general. This shows that Trump has elected a brain-dead moron, a man of totally impaired intellectual ability, as his attorney general. Either that or he's simply a barefaced liar. But either way, I mean, for a man to have made such a statement indicates that the man has extremely impaired mental function and should no way be appointed as the attorney general. But of course, the legal system is complete rubbish anyway, so it isn't surprising that a man who supports such a corrupt legal system would also be supporting the concept that weed makes people violent, because of course one would have to have an incredibly impaired intellect to even want to be an attorney general. But it just shows how retarded these people are, folks. And really, I mean, if Trump is even going to listen to a man like this, then how could this man be construed as having any form of intelligence at all? I mean, really, Donald, you've really reached the bottom of the barrel with that one. But none of this is changing, folks. All of this control grid is still being rolled out. And the interesting thing about these voice assistants, such as Cortana and Siri, is that they are listening to you all the time, folks. This is a surveillance system that you've basically installed in your home. In fact, I know someone in Australia, a South American woman, who's got a new Mac operating system, and she has purposefully never activated Siri because she does not like the idea of being listened to. And she found that when she was discussing travel with her husband a few weeks ago, a little text message popped up on the screen from Siri that said, "I can help you with that." And this indicates that even though she has not activated Siri on her Mac, it is listening to her anyway. And this was quite a shock to her, folks. This was quite sobering for her to realize that even though she has not turned this on, the computer is still listening to her, and God knows where it is sending this data. That's the thing, folks. The new operating systems you are getting are listening to you all the time, and they are transmitting information all the time. I mean, this has all now been confirmed with the release of the Vault 7 information from WikiLeaks, but again, nothing has been revealed in this release that we didn't already know. This is simply what we've been telling you for quite a long time. It's just now been confirmed via the release of the Vault 7 information. Windows 10 will send information to Microsoft for every picture that you open, everything you do. The Facebook app, if you have the Facebook app installed on your mobile phone, it also records audio with every picture that you take. These things are basically the surveillance grid themselves, and people are paying to install them in their own homes. And people are doing it willingly. Anybody who has installed Windows 10 or anybody who is running the new Mac operating system with Siri is essentially allowing an outside party to listen and surveil everything that goes on in their home. And this is something people need to be considering when installing these new operating systems or getting involved in this AI grid that the government is pushing out so hard. And it's important to see that all of this is still going on behind the scenes, folks. Trump hasn't stopped any of it. He hasn't stopped the AI control grid. He's not even mentioning smart meters. Nothing to do with chemtrails, all the microchipping, the cashless society, all of this stuff is still going ahead, folks. So pay attention to what is happening. It's not about the theater. It's not about the left-right paradigm. There is no left and there is no right. It's theater for the masses. Step back and look at how you're being played. The continual crackdown on what is termed fake news doesn't seem to have stopped either. Remember, Trump was praising the independent media when he came to office and was paying out on the mainstream media. And we're seeing him still continue to give the mainstream media a hard time, yet he's doing nothing to preserve and protect the independent media. We're seeing Facebook implement all sorts of programs to curtail the flow of information. And this is still going on, folks. There's no attempt by the Trump administration to maintain freedom of speech for anybody. As I said, we're seeing the ridiculous foreign policies maintained. We're seeing the bombing campaign in Yemen continue. And what's been going on in Yemen is absolutely shocking, folks. It really is. Since the conflict began in Yemen in March 2005, over 10,000 people have been killed. Over 800 schools have been targeted. I mean, why would people be bombing schools, folks? But over 800 schools have been targeted. And in the recent raid that the Trump administration conducted against the people of Yemen, it's been revealed that when Navy SEALs landed, they shot everything that moved, including women and children and everything, folks. And this is just a disaster that is continuing to unfold, that is being fully supported by the Trump administration, and nothing is changing. So this should be an indication for everybody that it's simply another face on the same coin, ladies and gentlemen. We're not seeing any real change at all. In fact, we're seeing massive escalations in all of the crises around the world, only for the most part, people are being distracted by what's happening on the ground. Talks of hacks and email hacks and leaks, and Obama's been wiretapping Trump's office and all sorts of rubbish that we're hearing. Any form of distraction they can think of to get the people fighting and arguing amongst each other, to make it seem like Trump is the struggling underdog and the globalists all want him out of power. All it is the old corporation not really liking the hostile takeover that the new corporation is staging. But ultimately, it's all leading towards the same ultimate goal, just the way it always has been. It's just that people are being played with this whole left-right paradigm, and so they're failing to look behind the veil and see what's actually going on behind the scenes. But when you do, folks, you find that nothing has changed at all. I mean, all this seems to be designed to get the people rallying behind one side or the other, and much of it seems to be designed to get the independent media rallying behind Trump as a kind of a Trump cheer squad. It's been quite amazing to see how this has happened, folks, and how many people in the independent media are now embracing the state. How many people have just lost all their objectivity in regards to Donald Trump? I mean, sure, he may be doing some things that you want, and maybe you see this man as the great savior who's going to come along and fix everything, but at least remain objective about it, ladies and gentlemen. At least don't just follow blindly and think this man's going to lead you to safety. I mean, that's the danger. We always have these people come along and we blindly follow, and I'm seeing so much of the independent media doing this with Trump. It really is quite sobering to see how people have forgotten all of the stance they've been having against the state for so long and are now so willingly embracing the state and are buying into all the theatrics that goes along with it. And so much of this is theatrics, folks. And seriously, the entire concept that Obama would be in control of whoever it is that's wiretapping Trump, I mean, Obama's a mouthpiece, folks. Obama's a figurehead. Obama has no power. Obama is a puppet of those who sit behind Obama. Obama isn't running any wiretapping. If there's wiretapping going on, it's being run by those behind the scenes who control Obama. But really, it's just theatre. It's theatre to make Trump seem like the underdog and to get the left and the right fighting against each other to try to escalate it into violence on the streets. That's what they want, folks. They want people distracted and fighting amongst each other, believing there is a left and there is a right, believing that there is a savior come and not stepping up to save themselves. And this just allows the situation to escalate, allows the global situation to continue, and allows the people of the United States to get a little bit more locked down every day. And if they can escalate it enough, then you will end up with martial law in the country just to keep the people safe. And that's the way they seem to be pushing it. Divide and conquer is the motto, folks, and at the moment the people of the United States are being played like a fiddle, and they need to wake up and see how they are being manipulated. It's very, very important that people do this. It's very important that people step back and look at the bigger picture here. You know, and that's the real problem here, ladies and gentlemen, is the infighting, is the left and right that is being promoted and pushed so much by the powers that believe they be and by the media. That's the real problem. The fact that people are out there protesting in the streets, I mean, still, it's been weeks since he came to office and people are still out there protesting in the streets. It's ridiculous. And of course, all of this is contrived. All of this is controlled. All of this is being promoted. They want you out there in the streets protesting, and they don't care which side you're on. As long as you're out there protesting and fighting against the people who disagree with you, the people on the other side. And what people need to realize is that there are no sides. There is no left and there is no right. And this is a time of huge opportunity for the American people. It's a time that the American people could come together and view this whole situation objectively. I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter whether you like Trump or whether you don't like Trump. For better or for worse, he is now the president of the United States. So the people need to unite as one nation and step back and watch what this man is going to do and allow themselves the control that they need over the situation. And they're not going to have control over the situation unless they can unite as one people. And that's what they need to do. You know, like I said, folks, for better or for worse, this is the way the future is going. And the only way the people are ever going to have any say or control over the situation is if they come together and stop fighting, realize it's about the one nation that they belong to and the direction that nation is going to go in. And that freedom can only come from a united population. And if the people were to unite, they don't need Trump. They don't need anything else. They don't need anybody to lead them to safety. All they need to do is to unite and respect each other. Allow themselves to have differences of opinion. Allow themselves to have different beliefs. Allow themselves to have different ideas of what the future could look like and what freedom looks like. But continue to have that common focal point of achieving emancipation from this slavery system. That's what we need, folks. We need that common focus, and we need to allow ourselves to be different from each other. That's what the human race is about, folks. That's how we get forward. That's how we move things forward. That's how we create. That's how we find our potential, is we allow ourselves to be different, and we allow ourselves to respect those differences. And that's what we're not seeing. And this is a huge opportunity for the American people to see that. Indeed, it's a huge opportunity for the people of the world to see that reality. Because once we start to embrace that, we don't need to do anything else, folks. There's no other changes we need to implement. You know, we have to implement these changes within ourselves. And if we do this and we implement these changes and we project these changes and implement these changes in the world around us, then the world changes with us. That's the way it works. And it's such a simple thing. But it's something that people just can't see. They just can't see the forest for the trees. They're always looking for an external savior. You know, and just the infighting that you're seeing with this whole Trump presidency. I mean, even in the independent media, the infighting that we're seeing in there, how can anybody expect to be led to safety when there's this type of disrespect and this type of infighting that's happening right throughout the whole community? I mean, it's a joke. There's never been more division than what we've seen on the ground at the moment. And it's a time when there should be more unity than there has ever been. But we're just not seeing it. And it's because people are being played. And I just hope that people step back and really look at this and see what a great time of great opportunity this is. I mean, the main goal of the mainstream media and so many elements within the independent media at the moment seems to be to pit people against each other. That's what it's all about, folks. They want you fending off attacks from other people. They want you defending yourself all the time, defending your opinion all the time, defending your views all the time. They do it to me as well, and this is the way it's going for everybody, folks, and it's all about the divide and conquer strategy. It's all about keeping people distracted, keeping people busy defending themselves and fending off attacks from their peers rather than focusing on the control grid, rather than stepping back and looking at the big picture and seeing how they're being played. And that's what this whole Trump thing's been about. That's what the whole flat earth thing's been about. It's what there's so many elements at play at the moment, folks, that are just working to divide the people. And it doesn't matter what your opinion of anything is. It doesn't matter what your opinion of Trump is. It doesn't matter what your opinion of the shape of the earth is. It isn't worth fighting with other people about. We all have differences of opinion, but we all have a common goal, and that is freedom. And that's something that we're not focusing on because we are so concerned with defending our opinions and defending our perspectives against anybody who wishes to attack them. And it's okay for people to attack them, folks. It's okay for people to attack you. It's okay for people to have a different idea than you. Just don't buy into the left-right paradigm. Don't buy into this whole conflict that is being created on the ground. Step back and view things holistically and realize that we're all in this together. We're all facing a common foe, and we're all hopefully going towards the same direction, which is freedom. You know, there's been so many plays, folks, out there to divide us. So many plays that have been put into motion to keep us arguing and fighting amongst each other. And it should be obvious by now, it should really be obvious to all that that's what this has all been about. That's what this whole Trump presidency has been played the way it has for, just to keep people distracted. Nobody's seeing the bigger picture. Nobody's seeing what's going on around them. Nobody's seeing what's happening on the global stage. And as I said, everything else is still happening, folks. Everything else is still being ramped up. The chemtrails, the smart grid, the control grid, the microchipping, the cashless society. It's all heading towards the same direction. And it's being promoted from every aspect. And even the airlines are pushing it, folks. I did a flight on United Airlines the other day. They won't let you use cash on United Airlines anymore. They won't even provide entertainment systems on most of the planes. You have to take your mobile phone in there or your iPad and you have to hook that up to the entertainment system. So they want people to have these mobile phones. They want people to be using credit cards. They do not want people to be using cash, and they're pushing people towards it in every possible way they can. I couldn't even pay for my extra luggage with cash. I had to go and buy a card from a machine and then put credit on the card in order to pay for my luggage with the card. They wouldn't let me pay for it with cash. That's just the way they're going, folks. And all this stuff is happening, regardless of whether Trump is the president or not. You know, it's all the same thing, folks. It's all still going forward in the same direction. And while people are arguing about the left-right paradigm on the street, nothing behind the scenes is changing. In fact, it's all not only moving forward, but it's escalating in the speed that it is moving forward. And I think it's very important that people pay attention. You know, it isn't just about politics, folks. It's about the whole control grid. It's about all the everyday conveniences that have been brought in to coax you into accepting this slavery system. And all of this is still going forward. It just blows me out how much people seem to have forgotten this and how distracted people have become by this whole political left-right identity politics that they're caught up in. No one's really looking at the system anymore. Everyone's looking at the faces on the system and deciding which face they want to follow. But ultimately, the state is still the state, and nothing that the state is doing is changing, folks. In fact, like I said, it's just ramping up more and more, and nobody's saying anything about it because they are all distracted with identity politics and arguing over the left or the right and protesting in the street and just doing all of the programmed responses just the way they've been programmed to do. And it's really quite disturbing to see how much of the independent media has simply dropped the ball on this one. But hopefully it won't remain that way for too much longer. Hopefully people will see that the ball is out of play and they'll pick it up again. But I think we've reached break time here, folks. So we're going to have a break now. Thank you for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company. And I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, so which path to freedom, folks? Which way do we go from here? Do we wait for Trump to lead us to freedom? Do we wait for any world leaders to lead us to freedom? Or do we do it ourselves? You know, all the ways that we've been trying as well, the cryptocurrencies, people looking at all the movements that have been put forth, Zeitgeist movement, the Thrive movement, the Ubuntu movement, the Venus Project, I mean, you name it, there's been any number of options that have been given to the people, any number of new systems that have been put on the table for people to consider. And like I said, all the cryptocurrencies, all the ways of removing ourselves from the fiat currency, Bitcoin, all sorts of things that have been put on the table. But ultimately, none of it is really going to matter if we haven't changed what's inside us, folks. That's really what it all comes down to, doesn't it? You know, it doesn't matter what system anybody comes along with. If we're not prepared to change what's in our hearts and change our moral compass, and if we're not prepared to actually look behind the scenes and what has caused this whole situation to begin with, this massive pedophile network that exists behind the scenes, the fact that the human race is being farmed and harvested, then we're not going to get anywhere either. It really does come down to that. You know, the whole Pizzagate thing that has still been ongoing, people are still researching into Pizzagate and still exposing massive connections with Pizzagate. And it's important that people look at it because it is true, it is real, Pizzagate is real. It was just the undue focus on the pizza store which caused so much problems with that. And that was predictable, and we could see that happening, and many of us called that out before it happened. But it was the undue focus on the pizza store which kind of removed credibility for a lot of the general public when looking at this pedophile ring. But it's there, it exists, same as what's been unfolding daily with the investigation into the Clinton emails. This is also true, it all exists. But even looking at all of this, folks, it's important to put all these things in perspective. I mean, even looking at George Webb's work as far as the whole Eric Braverman investigation and the investigation into DynCorp goes, it's important to remember that George Webb is not giving you all of the pieces of the puzzle, folks. George is a Zionist. He does support the state of Israel. And even though he has mentioned Israel in a few little moments there, like how a lot of this organ harvesting and human trafficking was perfected back in the Negev when they were first ethnically cleansing Palestine back in the 40s and 50s, he has mentioned things like this, but he still is not looking at the ties to Israel in all of this that's going on in the Middle East. He's not looking at the ties Israel has to Haiti. He's not mentioning them anyway. When he mentions the Promise software and how it morphed into become the Palantir software, he's not telling you that this is actually software that was perfected and installed by an Israeli company. He's certainly not mentioning the ties that Israel has to the 9/11 attacks. The 9/11 attacks, of course, being the underlying cause of this entire fake war of terror. So even though you look at this research, and it's important to look at it, and it's important to give it the credibility it deserves, it's also extremely important that you put it where it belongs on the global stage and realize that there are little elements that are being left out and that it does all connect together. In fact, this whole global situation all ties together, folks. It's all really the one organism. All of these little plays that are happening in what appear to be their own arenas are actually all connected. It's all part of one big play. And that's something that many of these researchers are leaving out. It's also important to see how the guilt by association play is coming into effect very much now as well. This has been very, very cleverly done, folks. We're seeing the Flat Earth movement has infiltrated into so much of the independent media now that even people talking about mainstream topics such as vaccination are now being associated with the flat earth. And this, of course, I mean, whether the earth is flat or round is irrelevant as far as the discussion of vaccination goes. But of course, the average man on the street who's never heard of anything like flat earth is going to listen to someone delivering some very, very factual information about vaccinations and then find out the person also believes the earth is flat. And so they are going to throw all of that vaccination information out with the bathwater. That's what it's been for, folks. That's why there's been such a huge effort undertaken to make sure that everybody who's talking about factual information is also associated with the flat earth, because this is a great way of slowing the wave of wakefulness down in regard to the general public. And again, folks, regardless of what the shape of the earth is, it doesn't matter. It's just information that is so confronting to members of the general public and so alien to the way they think that anything that is associated with that is going to be thrown out the window along with the flat earth information. And that's what it's all been for. That's why there has been such a major effort to get everybody involved in this debate. And they don't even care which side you enter into the debate on, folks, as long as you're part of the debate. And yes, I know I'm going to probably get a lot of flack from flat earthers even for mentioning that, but that's simply the way it is. But look, I'm not attacking you guys. I'm simply trying to put things in some sort of a perspective for everybody to see. You know, we've got to be able to have differences of opinion without attacking each other. And simply because someone questions you does not mean it's a personal attack against you. Unfortunately, that's just the way it's been construed, but really that is not the way it's intended. It's simply trying to put it into a matter of neutrality so that we can respect each other and allow each other to have different ideas and gain a little bit of common focus, because that's what we need, folks. We need a common focus, and that focal point needs to be freedom. It really does. And just by saying that should not warrant a personal attack or another character assassination. And that's something else that's actually very telling about the Flat Earth movement, folks, is that if you question anyone in the Flat Earth movement, the result is character assassination from the Flat Earth movement. That's what I've received. There's whole websites that are dedicated to calling me a shill simply because I question the Flat Earth movement and I don't view it as being a important point of focus. And because that's my view, and because, I mean, I can actually find more evidence to indicate this is a hologram than anything else, because I have that view, there is no debate, there is no question about me, there is no attempt to reason with me. What there is character assassination. And you'll find this with anybody who questions the Flat Earth movement, and that should be very, very telling for people to see, because that's really what it's been about. It's about guilt by association and character assassination. That seems to be the main focus of the movement. And we're seeing this come into play now. We're seeing so much of the independent media being discredited simply because of their association with the Flat Earth. And again, anybody who questions it, even anybody who makes a statement such as the one I've just made, who's completely neutral and has a completely open mind on the topic, is still subject to character assassination. That's just the way it goes, folks. And that is, like I said, a very, very good indication of how a psychological operation works. And it's actually been quite a predictable outcome, folks. It's something that I predicted would happen, in fact, back in, I think it was April 2015, when I put out a show called A Plea for Sanity. And I said that this is what we're going to see this Flat Earth movement do. We're going to see it infiltrate into everything, and soon everyone is going to be discredited due to guilt by association. And that's exactly what's happening. And it's been a very, very clever play. And like I said, folks, the telltale sign is the character assassination that goes with anyone who questions the movement. There's no rational discourse. Even the so-called rational discourse that Flat Earthers say they are attempting to have with you when they are attempting to convince you to jump on their bandwagon, you'll find that it's usually based around insult, ridicule, and belittling people into compliance. That has been the whole modus operandi of the Flat Earth movement. They simply ridicule you and discredit you and assassinate your character until you will agree that there must be something to the Flat Earth research. Many people who have jumped on board the Flat Earth wagon have done so simply to stop the character assassinations they've been receiving against them. That's a very telling sign, folks. It's a very telling sign, and it's very predictable that we would now be seeing the fruit of that type of response now unfolding. And as I said, it's something that I predicted back in 2015, and here we are seeing it very, very much in the world today. The trick is to just not buy into it, folks. I mean, when these people open up these websites and begin their character assassinations against you, don't respond. Don't start assassinating their character in turn. Just let it go and realize that that's all part of the play. I mean, that's what I've done, folks. I mean, sure, I may retaliate against people and snap back at them when they post disinformation on my threads. But when people open up pages and websites dedicated to defaming me, the last thing I'm going to do is open up a web page defaming them. I mean, because that's the play. That's what they want you to do. I mean, you'll never see me open up a web page defaming anybody, folks. I mean, it's just not up there on my list of priorities because it doesn't achieve anything. And by doing that, you're simply playing into their left-right paradigm. Let them defame you. Let them open these pages and assassinate your character, because ultimately all they're doing is discrediting themselves. And when you join into it, then you're just shifting focus away from where it should be, which is the control grid. So just leave it alone, folks. That's the plan, folks. Character assassination. And now that you know that, you can just let it go. It doesn't matter what these people say, folks. Truth stands as its own defense, irrespective of any type of character assassination that anybody levels at you. But again, folks, hopefully people can step back from this and look at it and see how they've been played and realize that it's okay to have a difference of opinion. It's okay for someone to think the Earth's flat. It's okay for you to think it's a globe. It's okay for someone to think it's a hologram. It doesn't matter what people think it is. What matters is that we allow each other to think differently, we get some respect for each other, and we get some focus on getting out of this slavery system. That's what this time is, folks. We have a very, very real opportunity to do this if people can just put down all this stuff they have with each other, realize it's all been a play, and turn and face reality for what it is. Turn and face the system for what it is, folks. Get a little bit of respect for each other. I mean, I know I've been saying this for years, but you know, I have an enormous amount of faith in this species. I really do. Sometimes I wonder why I do. Sometimes I want to give up. Sometimes I lose faith for a while and I just think, what is the point of even trying to help these people? But then I go out and I look around and I see the light in the eyes of the people, and I do have faith. I do think we can do it, and I do care about people. I really do. I care about the future we're creating, and I care about the future that we're allowing to be created for our children. And I think it's important that we get a bit of focus, folks, and we make sure that the future that our children are having is a future that we want them to have. You know, we can't allow them to enter into this slavery system that's been created around us. And the most frustrating part about it is that what enslaves people for the most part is fiction. It's simply people's belief the system is real. And it would be so easy for us to emancipate ourselves from this system if we could just step back and view it that way and get a little bit of respect for each other. You know, I still believe we could change the world in a day if we simply changed our perspective. That's always been my focus, folks. It's always been my opinion, and it certainly hasn't changed so far. But what's really important about this time, folks, is seeing how what's behind the veil is being revealed. Seeing the opportunities that this is providing for people, you know, the shadow work that everybody's done, the shadow is now becoming manifest in the world. The shadow is becoming real and clear and apparent for all to see. It's right there. You know, the externalization of the hierarchy, everything we've been expecting, that's what we're seeing, folks. Even with what's happening with the Trump presidency, the fact that there's all this left-right rubbish going on, it shows what a complete schmozzle it is, what a puppet show it is. It's like a kindergarten. It's like a school fete, folks. These people have got no idea. These people are bumbling fools trying to pretend that they are in control of this reality and in control of this world, and they're not. They are losing grip faster every day. And just the fact that it's all this infighting in the political system, it shows you how worthless and meaningless it is and how little respect these people have for each other and themselves and for you, and how much of a joke it is, folks. They're just people, just like you. We don't need this. We don't need them. We don't need this political system at all. You know, and if we could show a little responsibility for ourselves, we could step above it. This is providing us a huge opportunity to just call this out for what it is, folks. It's a puppet show. These people couldn't manage a fate, let alone a government. I mean, look what they're doing. Look what they've done to the world. Look at the state of the world. Like I said, everything is still rolling forward. Fukushima's still melting down, folks. Nobody's talking about that. HAARP's still there in Alaska, pumping its frequencies up into the air, creating earthquakes and all the stuff that it's doing. The oceans are still polluted. The Great Barrier Reef's still being destroyed in Australia. There's still endless people living in refugee camps and being imprisoned in detention centres such as Villawood all across Australia. The Australian Aboriginal people are still being brutalised and having to live under apartheid laws. Gaza is still under siege. They're still bombing Syria. They're still bombing Yemen. Children are still being harvested all around the world. Nothing has changed. And the control grid is still rolling itself out while everybody is distracted with the infighting and identity politics. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I really believe it's been done just to keep people completely distracted at a very, very crucial time. And that's why it is so important that people step back from it all. Stop allowing yourself to be played. Stop picking a side. There are no sides, folks. It's about freedom or slavery. They're the only two sides that you need to worry about. So put a little bit of focus there and we may get somewhere. And honestly, folks, I mean, you can see why they're doing this. I mean, the wheels are falling off everything. This is a complete freak show. Look at the government now. Look at what Trump is doing and look at the way the neocons are fighting back against him. And look at it. It's a puppet show. It's theatre. It's like a squabbling kindergarten group. It really is. You've got all of the Clinton emails exposing what's going on. You've got Pizzagate running rampant. Everybody's seeing the pedophile network for what it is. Everybody's realizing the war on terror is completely fake. It's a huge opportunity for mankind to stand up for itself. And so they've got everybody distracted, bickering amongst themselves and squabbling amongst themselves. And they've created as much division as possible because they are scared to death at how disorganized they actually are. They are scared to death that the people are going to see what an opportunity this is to call this mindless freak show out for what it is and to realize that none of these people have any modicum of real intelligence. They're all bumbling fools. They really are. Donald Trump's a bumbling fool, the same as Hillary Clinton. I mean, they may be clever at their criminal activity. They may be clever in running a business. They may be clever in milking wealth out of other people. But when it comes to life and when it comes to keeping things under wraps. And when it comes to actually being a human being, they're all bumbling fools. They truly are. And this is a huge opportunity for mankind. That's why they're keeping people fighting. That's why they want you arguing whether you support Hillary or whether you support Trump. That's why they want you arguing over whether the earth is round or whether it's flat. They just want you arguing about whatever they can get to argue about, rather than looking at the opportunity that this time is provided for us. I mean, even the whole conspiracy movement, folks, you can convince people to believe anything. That should be apparent to anybody now. You can literally convince people to believe anything. You can point the finger any way you want, and you can create a reasonable presentation to prove it to people, and they will believe it. The same as they will believe what Trump tells them, same as they'll believe what Hillary tells them. They'll just believe anything they can, which is going to cause them to not really look at themselves and not cause them to have to take responsibility for themselves. It should be obvious to everybody now just how easily led and gullible the human race is, and what a huge opportunity this knowledge is providing for us. It really is, folks. Now's the time we could actually create some freedom. But we've got to see what's being offered to us. We really do. Because it's being handed to us on a silver platter. If we could just step back and respect each other long enough to get a little bit of focus on what's actually going on here. I mean, once you step back and look at this political system, folks, there's no way you can support it anymore. Now, just stop fighting amongst each other for a minute. Stop arguing about the left-right paradigm. Stop arguing about what you think the shape of the earth is just for a moment, and step back and look at this political system. Look at what these politicians are doing. Look at how the banking system is failing. Look at how the mainstream media is failing. Look at how everything is failing. And if we could just get some focus, we could step above the whole thing in one swift move, and we could do it very, very quickly. But we've got to get that focus, folks. We've got to be prepared to respect each other and allow each other to have different ideas. That's the only way we're going to get anywhere. And if people can't see that's what all this infighting is about, then I don't know what it's going to take to help them. I really don't, because so much of this has been contrived and constructed. Now, stop buying into it. Stop buying into all the personal attacks. Stop responding to all of this stuff. And stop attacking people. Stop attacking people who have a different idea to you. Stop responding to their attacks, and regain focus on the system, folks, because that's where it needs to be. If we miss out on this opportunity, then, well, I guess we're just going to deserve what we get. But hopefully we are not going to miss out on this opportunity. Hopefully we're going to see it for what it is, and we're going to embrace it. That's what I'm really hoping to see from mankind. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of people that are pushing in this direction. I'm seeing a lot of people that haven't been blinded by the theater of all of this, that haven't been led astray by the theatrics of the Trump camp. And I'm seeing a lot of people that are questioning things. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people still waiting for saviors to come, thinking that Jesus is going to descend from heaven on a flaming pie or something like that. They're not prepared to take responsibility for themselves, but even that, I mean, at least not all people are being led completely astray by this whole Trump theater that's going on at the moment. But it's a huge opportunity, folks. I just hope we step up to the plate. I really do. And stop fighting with people. Please stop fighting with people. Stop attacking people who have a different idea to you. It's okay for people to have a different idea. Stop buying into the left and right. Stop buying into the fact that you need leaders, and realize that if we can come together now as one humanity, as one mankind, as one species, as one living organism on this earth, we can create some real difference. Now's the time, folks. Let's step up to the plate. And I know you're probably sick of hearing me say this, but like I said, I do have an enormous amount of faith in this species, and I really think that we can make a difference if we choose to do so. And I really do think that this is the time that we can do it. You know, all the world is a stage, folks, and I've said so often that it's incredibly important to pay attention to what both hands are doing. You know, when the right hand is handing out gifts, always be prepared to look at what the left hand is doing as well, because there's something else going on that you're always not paying attention to, and it happens to all of us. All the world is a stage. But we are at a moment of incredible opportunity. I really believe that all of this is happening because they are completely scared of the huge amount of awareness that is growing on this earth. Maybe people are not awake yet, not awake completely, but they are certainly aware that things are most definitely not the way they should be. They're seeing just what a freak show it all is and how ineffective government actually is. And they're seeing that now's the time they can make a difference. They're just not sure what to do. Now, they're still looking for a leader. Now, people have kind of lifted their head up from the covers, but they still haven't figured out what room they're in. They still haven't really figured out how they got here. They just know that they're at last waking up a little bit. And if we can create some sort of unity on the ground and stop squabbling amongst each other in the independent media, then we can provide some sort of guidance for the world. We can provide some sort of guidance for the people who are seeing the mainstream media as being what a freak show it is and what a bunch of liars that they are. We can provide some sort of grounding for these people if we can create some unity in the independent media. And that doesn't mean jumping on the Trump bandwagon. It means remaining objective. It means remaining objective in the face of everything, folks. Not shouting anybody down because they have a difference of opinion. It means keeping an open mind and remaining objective. We have a huge opportunity here, ladies and gentlemen. So please, let's all stop fighting with each other. Let's all stop creating memes about other people. Let's all stop attacking anyone who has a different belief system. And let's work to create some unity and get some focus. If we do that, we can create an incredible future. Now's the time we can do it. And if we miss this opportunity, well, we're going to be heading for a very dark place. And I just hope that we don't miss the opportunity. I really do. But folks, I think we're getting very close to the end of the show here. So I'm going to have to pretty well leave it there for now. As I said, I am going on a tour from here. This is going to be the last tour that I do for a while. This is a long tour, folks. This tour is going from February this year and will be finishing around about February or March next year. And that will be the final gigs that I'll be doing for at least a year or two. I will not be traveling in 2018 after February or March, after I've done the gigs that are already booked. But what I'm doing from here is I'm in Hawaii at the moment doing some combo workshops and just some get-togethers and speaking arrangements with people here. And then I'm going to the Free Your Mind Conference in Philadelphia, which is on the 7th to 9th of April. I do hope to see you there. It's a great gig, folks. I'm speaking on the first day, so see if you can get there early. And then I'm going from there to visit some friends in New York for 4 or 5 days. Maybe I'll be able to do some sort of a get-together while I'm up there as well. You never know. And then I'm going across to California, where I've got a gig at a place called Bear's Paw, which is quite close to Joshua Tree, I believe, and that is on the 23rd of April. And I'm doing that gig with Benny Wills from Joy Camp and Bernard Gunther and a bunch of other people there, folks. There'll be some good speakers there, so do come along to that. There'll be a banner for that up on the website that you can go check out. From there, I'm going to the Rock the Farm gig in Ohio. I think that is on the 5th of May. I will be speaking in Ohio. From there, I go to AV8 in England. And that is a very good gig, folks. And you'll find a banner for that on the website as well. That's Ian Crane's gig, and that's being held at Horwood House in the Midlands. There's not many tickets for that left, so I do recommend you go and get a ticket for that now if you're interested in coming. From there, I'm going over to the Netherlands to catch up with some people there. And then I believe I have a speaking date in Lebanon in July at the Palestinian University. There may also be a gig in Ireland somewhere in amongst all this as well. And then I've got a couple of other arrangements and a couple of other gigs to do that I'll be getting banners up there for you once they're all finalized and I have more details for them. And the culmination of 2017 will be speaking in Denmark at the Open Mind Conference. And then I'll be having a few months off until I speak at the Anacapulco Conference again in Mexico next year. And following that, I'll be speaking at the Open Mind Conference in Ireland, which will be late February or early March 2018. And that will be the final gig that I'll be doing until further notice. So if you can get along to any of those gigs, please do, folks. I will have banners up on the website for all of them. But that's about all the information I can give you on them now. I'll just put it up there as it comes to me. But thank you very much for joining me on the air today, folks. I'll try to get back on air next week and do a show for you while I'm here in Hawaii. I'm sorry the shows have been so few and far between lately, but it's been very difficult while I've been traveling and while I've been doing speaking dates as well. But I do get on as much as I can, and I will be sure to get some new shows out for you as regularly as possible. Thank you to everybody who supports the website, folks. Thank you to everybody who continues to support the Patreon account. Again, it's the only source of income I have, and I cannot thank you enough for that. And don't think I'm spending the money on touring around, folks. All these gigs that I go and talk at, the people who organize the gigs are the ones who organize me to get there and who look after the accommodation. Well, very often they do. Sometimes I just have to couch surf, but I don't spend donation money on travelling folks, so I spend that on keeping myself alive and keeping the website alive. So I thank you very much for that, and thank you for your continued support. But I've completely run out of time now, folks, so I'm going to have to leave it there for now. I'll look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take very good care until then, my friends. In Lakesh.